And today we're out on location at Erie Burger Company as the spotlight shines on Avon Lake. Andy Bulbarch joined alongside my tag team partner Matt Douglas. Bullseye on the afternoon. We'll take you right up to 6:30 this evening, and then it's time for Cleveland Cavaliers exhibition basketball. Cavaliers taking on the Hawks tonight. Their first preseason game. Again, it all gets underway with the pregame show at 6:30 here on AM 930 WEOL. Well, we mentioned the spotlight is shining on Avon Lake. And we're here at Erie Burger Company. I told you how great those sweet potato fries were. And our next guest, Ted Esborn, Economic Development Director, has a big old plate of those sweet potato fries. You can vouch for how good these things
are. They are the best sweet potato fries I've ever had. And I don't exaggerate. It's the truth.
There you go.
See? Absolutely outstanding. And, you know, Mark and Zach and the bunch here, they've been doing a phenomenal job feeding us throughout the course of the afternoon. They gave us the turkey club a few moments
ago. Yeah, that's really good, too.
See, I'm particular with my sweet potato fries. I'm particular with my turkey as well.
Are you?
And God, that turkey's amazing.
Those are something you like. It's like they knew you were coming here. Maybe they actually listened to the show here. Maybe we've got more than the two listeners we thought. But they got you the turkey. They've got you the sweet potato fries. You're in heaven, my friend.
I am. Let me tell you. I think Candy Banks gave him the heads up.
Could
that
up.
Was coming and said, look, this guy's awfully particular. You've got to be really careful with this guy.
You just got to give him sweet potatoes and turkey.
Yeah, that's it.
He'll be happy.
I'm pretty simple. I mean, I'm kind of a garbage disposal. I'll pretty much eat anything you give to me. But I am kind of particular. If you're asking me what I like and I don't like, man, I love turkey, love sweet potato fries. So I can't go wrong here at Erie Burger Company. This place is fantastic.
Oh, that's really good.
Well, Ted, it's good to have you on live. I think the last time we had you on the show, we were talking about the Avon Lake Business Expo, and we couldn't get you on live, so we had to tape that in advance. So it's finally nice to see you face-to-face and have you on the show here. And, boy, a lot of interesting things going on at Avon Lake.
Well, thanks so much. It's great to be here, and let me take a moment to just say how great it is to be here, specifically at Erie Burger. I've only been with the city of Avon Lake for a little over a year, but Erie Burger was one of the most anticipated new businesses in the time I've been here. When I told people that there was a burger restaurant coming in near the center of town, people's ears really perked up, and the reviews have been great consistently in the time they've been here. I am so excited to be working with them on an expansion to additional space. So it's particularly great to be broadcasting from here.
Well, yeah, we can't wait to find out more about this new space. And we were told earlier, Mark and Zach gave us a little glimpse as to what they would like to do next door, so we're looking forward to that. This is one of many new businesses that went through the ribbon-cutting process at Avon Lake this year.
It's true, and you don't have to go far from this spot to see the other ones. Just really a couple hundred feet from here is the new Goddard School of Avon Lake. And this was a big project for both the city and the business owners because it was a redevelopment of an old Wendy's building. A lot of people remember the Wendy's here on Avon Belden Road. The Baker family, who already owned the Goddard School in Avon, saw that Wendy's and they said, we can take that 3,000 square foot building, add 4,000 square feet on the back, and turn it into a top-notch preschool. And that's exactly what they've done. It, from very start to finish, from the moment I met them to the opening of the school, was just about a year. And we're very excited about how, for instance, that business and this business can play off each other. It's great to have a restaurant like this for, you know, parents picking up their kids. And for Erie Burger, it's great to have that much traffic coming through here to introduce new customers to the restaurant. And then just across the street from the Goddard School, we opened up a new urgent care. Health Express Urgent Care opened in June. And again, I mean, I like to talk about how the businesses can help each other because, you know, you've got a preschool on one side of the street and an urgent care on the other. So if you've got situations that call for quick medical care, it's pretty convenient. So Those are just a few of the new businesses. You know, we also opened up another preschool, Sweet Kittles, down on Pin Oak. There's a new Farmers Insurance office on Walker. White's Brake and Wheel specializes in brake repair near Miller and Walker. Mi Amore Salon is on Avon Belden. And Duber Automotive opened up just a few months ago on Pin Oak. And again, those are just a few of them. There are more, even more than that, that have opened up this year. But, you know, we're so thrilled to have new businesses in the community.
Sure. I think you already alluded to the fact that they all kind of complement each other coming up next to each other. And then, of course, the school, the food, the urgent care. I've got two kids of my own. And, of course, I'd be happy with a hospital very nearby them. One of them's a little bit clumsy as well. But you guys have a lot of local. I think is what's really unique about Avon Lake is this is a city that really prides itself on being a local kind of city. And I know you guys have had the event before, the Shop Local Avon Lake, Shop Avon Lake. And you guys have that coming up again this year, right?
Right. Shop Local, Shop Avon Lake is on Saturday, November 25th. And what we try and do with this event is, you know, take a day and showcase our shops and restaurants by marketing and promoting sales and promotions that they're offering on that day. We looked to make it as easy as possible for these businesses. We didn't want them to have to, you know, spend a lot of time, spend a lot of money, or go out of their way to do anything. We basically just ask them, give us any sale or promotion that you can offer on this special day, and we will market this whole group of city businesses and what they're offering. We did this last year, and we had a lot of success. I got a lot of great feedback from the businesses that participated. And right now, we are sort of calling out to those shops and restaurants to sign up for the event, get us the sale or promotion that they can offer on that day. And there are new types of marketing that we're looking to do for the event this year. We're trying to make it just a little bit bigger than last year, but you know, it's an effective way to give a little bit of a boost to those businesses without having them spend money or time.
I know you guys have stayed pretty close to that Thanksgiving type area there. Is there a reason for that? I was just curious.
Well, nationally, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is recognized as Small Business mm-hmm. Saturday, and we look at it and we say, let's sort of take that momentum, and you know, let's borrow the fact that people are thinking about small businesses on that day, and sort of add our own Avon Lake spin to it. So I guess we picked that day because we figured people would already be focusing on local small businesses, and you know, gave them a chance to you know, showcase some special offers that they have.
Very cool.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like the kickoff to that whole holiday shopping season, right? I mean, look, you've got Friday when people wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and they go wild, and then on Saturday you're supposed to pay attention to this, the, you know, small businesses, local businesses, and on Monday they encourage you to go out there and shop online. So it's really, really cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Ted Esborn. He is the Economic Development Director of the City of Avon Lake. Well, this is also a bicentennial year coming up for you guys at Avon Lake. What kind of cool plans are in the works for this bicentennial year?
Well, that's right. 2019 is officially the bicentennial year for the City of Avon Lake. We are celebrating that bicentennial between the summer of 2018 and the summer of 2019. We have some special bicentennial events planned. We've got a kickoff on July 4th, 2018. We're looking to do a beer fest. We're also planning on a choir festival that'll involve our churches, a home tour focusing on the great housing that we have here in Avon Lake, and then we would wrap it up with a grand finale July 4th, 2019. So it's a year-long celebration. We're planning on those specific events, but we're also looking at a number of things sort of behind the scenes, you know, online contests. We're lucky to be working with the schools to have students participate in the bicentennial and raise awareness with them. Really, to the extent we can, we try to make this bicentennial a civic engagement tool where we can reach people who live here in the city, who can learn more about it, maybe someday become involved in the city, and sort of use it as a launching pad going forward from this event into the future.
Well, and I would imagine a lot of that ties in with what you guys want to do with the Shop Local Shop Avon Lake deal, too, on November 25th. It's a lot of the same things. If I'm following this correctly, that's a lot of what you guys want to do. You want to get more businesses involved with this so that you get the residents of Avon Lake to find out, hey, here are the businesses that are right in your backyard. You need to visit these places and find out what they're all about. Look, we're here at Erie Burger Company today. This is a perfect example. You know, these guys have been around 7-8 months, and this is a great spot to go.
Right. I mean, first of all, we're planning on giving our local businesses a lot of opportunities to be involved in the bicentennial themselves. But you're absolutely right. I mean, a lot of what I do is try and promote this roster of businesses that we have in the city. And I think when we're celebrating the bicentennial and celebrating all of the great things about the city, it'll lend itself well to recognizing that group of businesses.
No question about it. And, you know, a lot of times when you're taking a look at all the great businesses in the area, you kind of get excited and you start to wonder, are there some others that are on the horizon? Are there some others that are looking at kind of coming into the area? What kinds of new businesses do you feel like might be coming into this area in the coming months?
Well, I mean, when I think about that, I think about both the, you know, spaces that we have available and, you know, the developable properties that we have available. You know, we're here in the town center plaza where we have available retail spaces. It's wonderful retail space. And so it is a great opportunity for a retail business to locate in one of the storefront spaces, not just here in the town center, but there are available retail spaces over in the Drug Mart Plaza. And some in the Learwood Square area. And so, you know, I think that, you know, in the next few months and in the next year, we will see some new retail businesses in these spaces. We also have developable land in our industrial corner of town in the southwest section of the city. And, you know, those projects, I mean, they're a little longer unfolding than a retail restaurant or shop moving into a storefront. But there is availability for a business to buy land and build its own building. And I do think that the conditions are getting better and better to see new industrial, maybe new manufacturing businesses, you know, locating on Pin Oak or maybe on Moore in that southwest section of the city.
Very cool stuff. Well, we promised we'd talk some sports with you, so we're going to do that now. And again, we're talking with Ted Esborn. He is the Avon Lake Economic Development Director. Are you born and raised in the Cleveland area?
I am. I'm a native Clevelander. I have lived in Cleveland Heights for most of my life, and I've been a Browns, Indians, and Cavs fan for most of my life, and Ohio State as well.
Excited about tomorrow night?
I am. Yeah, you know, I'm almost a little worried about how successful the Tribe has been over the last couple months. You know, I think during the streak of wins, I like many others had in the back of my head, I hope they save some. So, you know, the Yankees squad is intimidating in some ways. But, you know, that's what I thought going into the first round series last year against Boston. And I was blown away by the Tribe's performance. So, yeah, I'm excited for tomorrow night. And, you know, every reason to believe they'll perform as well as they have.
Especially with that pitching arsenal. I mean, they're locked and loaded this year. They were not last year with all the injuries to that pitching staff. Is there one element of the team this year that excites you about all the rest?
I think it would have to be the pitching. Now with Miller back, and you know, to have those to have three pitchers. And you'll have to help me with the stat. I think it's over 16 wins and 190.
Yeah, something like
strikeouts.
That. Yeah.
You know, in a 5 or 7 game series, that's a really nice stat to kind of hang on to. So I mean, I really sort of hang my hat on our pitching. And I love watching our guys work. It's great having such a strong bullpen, it really makes it fun. If we have a lead or even if it's close as the game goes on.
Having three guys in the Cy Young conversation certainly helps you out. There's no question about that.
It's not too shabby.
Yeah. Gives you a lot of flexibility as to who you want to start in those first few games of the series as well. Well, Ted, thanks so much for spending some time with us. You've been staring at those sweet potato fries the whole time you've been on with us, so we'll let you get after
you
those
noticed.
Things. Those are the best.
God, well, Bull's been staring at them too there, Ted. Well, you better run. Get as far away from Bull as you can to eat those.
They're hard to ignore.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, they're sitting like they're at arm's reach of Ted. They're like sitting there laughing at him and taunting him. So we'll cut you loose so you can enjoy those. But, Ted, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks so much, guys. It's been a real pleasure.